June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hanglin. You got Corey Majors and, of course, Alec Medford. Wanted to remind everybody, hopefully you've already planned your life accordingly, but in case you haven't, Wednesday, Firehouse One in Arlington, 401 West Main Street. It's Sean and RJ and another stop on the Firehouse Tour. So Wednesday, Firehouse One in Arlington, 401 West Main Street. They're going to be giving away one-of-a-kind Firehouse bucket hat while supplies last. Get your way out there and maybe get some free Whataburger, too. You're welcome. Now, are you ready for lots of Cowboys discussion and news that, Corey, you probably already knew about?
Yeah, about to be bucket hat season, dude.
But most people, perhaps they did not see some of the things that were happening and moving and shaking coming out of minicamp. And part of this, too, that I thought was fascinating was Sports Illustrated has been doing their 32 teams in 32 days.
Okay.
And they stopped on the Dallas Cowboys. And a lot of this is kind of surfacey stuff, not necessarily like I broke down the minicamp and everything. Like one of the things they said that's at stake this season, getting a new era off on the right foot. So really hard hitting stuff right there. And so I wanted to skip around to a few different things. All right. One coming out of the mini camp, and I feel like we've talked about this and wanted this forever, that it looks like running backs are going to be more involved in the passing game. Now, I realize the counter argument, Alec, as well, to all of this is it's an OTA and it's a mini camp. Calm down. If that is your counter argument, I accept. But we're going to proceed with this segment nonetheless. It looks like Schottenheimer's offense is going to have the running backs more involved in the passing game than obviously they were in the McCarthy years. This feels like something we've wanted for some time.
It helps Dak.
For sure.
And like that's the, now granted, I haven't always been a huge fan of his touch on passes to the running backs. That's just been one of my like screenplays and stuff like that. Sometimes I've been like, touch isn't quite what I want it to be. But it is huge in that it helps him not have to go downfield with everything. And if they, if you can get them in the flats, if you can get them on some of these, is it the Texas pattern? You know, you got some wheels that they can run. Dude, how many times have we seen opponents run a wheel against our linebackers?
And oh, like, my God.
Why can't we do that?
And as soon as you see it even developing, you're like, that's 12 yards.
And I will say, so if you're a fan of Miles Sanders, then I'll say that's a positive thing right there. Is he's the kind of guy that I think can fit into that. Jaden Blue is a really good option in the receiving game as well. And I think that I don't think Javonte Williams is a great receiver out of the backfield. There are, in my mind, still some limitations, even though he said he feels better than he did a year out of the injury. But I think it's a huge thing to help Dak. And when you're a pitcher, if you only have two pitches, that's all you got to go to.
Sure.
If you have a third pitch, you have more to keep hitters off balance. And as an offense, the Cowboys can keep teams off balance. Whenever you send guys, Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, that's what you're talking about. Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are downfield. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Jaden Blue just got the ball 5 yards from the quarterback, and now he's got 13 yards of open space.
Right.
That's the goal. That's how they want to draw it up.
Now, let's stick with the offense, but move to the tight ends. So Brevin Spann Ford was getting some looks, some reps with the starters, and then eventually he settled in with second and third. And I'm not here to argue that he's going to be the starter or anything like that, but you would love to see another step, whether you think that made another tight end expendable, either via trade or their contract expires at the end of this exact season. And then you kind of want to see what Brevin Sport fan has. Brevin Spann.
See, this is the reason I don't. Want him to be the starter, Kevin. You're gonna have to do that every
because
time.
Of that. So I want to talk about him, but also Nick Harris threw out there that the Cowboys use minicamp to kind of check out Hunter Lipke here and there at a little bit of tight end.
Yeah, he needs a role.
Yeah, because they seem to love him, but it is hard to have just a straight up, you know, straight up fullback on your roster.
Kevin. I want to get, yes, let me finish the thought on him.
Oh,
I know he was kind of a McCarthy guy. I don't know if he's a Cowboys guy.
Okay.
And so but he does have the ability and he works hard. So you want to keep that kind of person around, but I just don't know if they're going to have the role for him. But somebody texted this in and I need to get this across from our show. We know this. And we have all accepted that that is a reality and we can't do anything about it. The 214. The main reason the Cowboys won't win is still there. The Jones family right. And Dak. Look.
I can't do anything about that.
That like
at least for 2 years.
I appreciate your text. Thank you for texting into the show.
We're going to continue to try to break down and discuss this team in ways that it can be better,
despite
and positive and negative signs, despite the fact that I don't disagree with your basic. But look, there's nothing you can do about the Jones family. That's not going to change. Arguably, it's never, ever going to change. For Dak Prescott, you still got 2 more years before I can really do any razzle-dazzle with the contract.
Yep.
All right? So that you're stuck with that. If those are your complaints, I hear
we
you.
Get it. And thank you for your text.
I don't have a fix for that right now.
I don't. And until I have enough money to buy the Cowboys, which I'm going to need some, you know, we're going to have to crowdsource this.
Sure. God, man.
A lot of crowdsourcing.
Never mind. That's a question for another day because I was really curious what all of Cowboys Nation could crowdsource and if they wanted to fund that.
And they're going to keep doing their thing.
Yes. So. And that's why we end up talking about, hey, is Lipke going to find a way to make this roster even in a multi-use version of him?
Exactly.
And then Brevin Spann Ford, is he going to make it? So either if you wanted to make a trade with Schoonmaker or if you were ready to let Jake Ferguson walk at the end of the year, things along those lines. Now, let's talk about Carter's been demanding it all day. The UFL. Perion.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And Winfrey and other UFL talent have been holding workouts with the Cowboys, which I can't say this is particularly surprising. And you've gotten some tremendous talent out of that. Kevontae Turpin came from the USFL then, and you got Brandon Aubrey out of that general area as well. So you have gotten some really top-notch talent from the now UFL.
Yeah, this is one of the areas that I think a lot of people will give Will and his team a lot of credit for, is that they can find talent in hidden areas. That's something that Jerry loves too, because
sure.
Al Davis loved to find a needle in a haystack. He wanted to find the gem that nobody else saw so that he could say he did it. And that's one of the things that Jerry loves, is being able to go, yeah, nobody thought that that guy would be it, but guess where he is? Because also, you know, you're going to get hard work out of that guy too.
It's good because they know they're on the fringe.
Exactly.
At least to start. I'm not saying Turbin and Aubrey don't work hard now.
Right.
But I think they can feel comfortable going into training camp that, you know what, you're probably going to make the team.
The dream's still in front of these guys.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Now, let's talk about Tyler Booker. All right. So Tyler Booker has already said, and these are the great things that you want to hear. He said, I couldn't ask for a better room of veterans. Like, we're in a younger room here, but there's still a lot of experience so they can relate to what it's like being a rookie. So he said, even guys like Guyton have helped me out. And he said, Terrence Steele, Brock Hoffman, everybody, literally everybody, including Cooper Beebe. And so when you look at Beebe.
Oh, I thought you said except for Cooper Beebe. No. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. That feels like we should have led that earlier in the show.
Literally everybody except for that guy. Yeah.
Cooper Beebe and Tyler Booker are like, well, this probably ain't going to work. And so he said, even Cooper Beebe. And the thing that I think he made those qualifiers with Beebe and Guyton is obviously they are new in their career, but he's like, they're even walking me through some of those things that when you're a rookie, you might kind of take for granted. You're like, oh yeah. Like,
where's the
like
bathroom?
Exactly. And so I think that's really encouraging. And then the other thing that he said is Tyler Booker went out of his way to say, I am not going to be the reason that this offense gets held back. And so like, you love that personal kind of mission statement of like, first of all, hopefully the offense is awesome. But he was like, if anything happens, it's not going to be because of me. And
so he's already throwing teammates under
the bus. How is like that what you interpret that? Yeah, starting with Cooper Beebe. He's like, that guy doesn't help. He's going to be the reason.
No, that's really cool. That's really cool to hear from the rookie. And we already think so much of the rookie.
For sure.
I mean, we already feel like I know Tyler Smith, everybody gives him the leader of the room group. But it sounded like Booker since day one has those qualities.
Yeah.
Which that was something Schottenheimer made a big deal about, is he wants more of those type of people.
And look, we'll see where it gets. And hopefully Tyler Booker is really good. But you can find tons of teams where the best player is not the leader. Like, you're the best player. I'm the leader. Maybe we work in cooperation to get that message across to everybody. Now, another thing that I wanted to bring up, and I will give Sports Illustrated credit. I gave them some crap earlier about this. I want to see where both of y'all fall on this. The over-under for the season for George Pickens receiving yards is 900.5.
Wow, that's a lot.
So he had 900 on the dot this past season. The year before felt like it was his breakout season. And then even his first year was pretty darn solid, especially for a second round pick. I know there are lots of questions, lots of concerns that this entire thing could fall apart. If you had to make the pick now, not knowing the injury status of anybody, George Pickens, 900.5 yards receiving for the season, over or under?
I'm going to go over.
Okay.
Now, it's going to be difficult for Dak to feed everybody.
Because
we just pointed out, I mean, Span Ford might get 1,000 touches.
running backs more involved.
And by the sounds of it, Booker is probably going to get back there and get his too. Now, but with as much as the running backs we need from them, is how often is Dak throwing to them? You know, how often is he spreading it around? I think that Pickens is going to get a lot of downfield plays, and that's going to give him the opportunity to get big chunks of yards at a time.
Yeah.
40-yard, you know, kind of plays. I don't think a bunch of 70-yarders are coming out of Dak's hand, but
it would take several 40-yarders.
Yeah, several 40-yarders. I think that's going to happen, and I think that he has the type of personality that he's going to keep asking for the ball, too. I don't think he's going to – hopefully he isn't disrupting the room and demanding, but I think he's not going to just sit there quietly and be like, no, it's all fine. I think that – and he wants a big contract, too. He wants to show that he has numbers. So I'll take the over on it because I think that he's going to want it, and the Cowboys offense is going to benefit from it.
All right, Alec, you heard Corey's well thought out reasoning. Would you like to agree or completely undercut him right here?
You know, it's first day back, so I'm going to be nice here. I'm going to take the over as well. I'm in agreement there that I do feel like there are going to be some levels to Schottenheimer's offense that are going to be different enough that allow for more room in that regard. And I do think the fact that you actually have a real wide receiver two, not a wide receiver four dressing up as a wide receiver two, is going to help. And it's no offense to anybody on the roster. It's just that's the skill that was given to the quarterbacks last year. Now, I think that the whole thing about the 2-1s and everything might be overblown, but you are going to have to command attention to a big body like that. So somebody's going to get open. And I do think that you have the potential for 2,000-yard receivers, but I think he falls just shy of it.
And from the 2-1-4, my opinion, Jerry Jones has given the Cowboys all the tools necessary to win a Super Bowl when it comes to players. I think a winning coaching staff is what's been lacking, period. And that's what so many of us who are diehard Cowboys fans hope is the case. Like, I would love that. And I think that's why some people have really taken to Ryan Schottenheimer, not only because he speaks like a human being actually does, but also because there's always that. Do you think I'm wrong about that?
No, I love it. But, I actually really do. I like Schottenheimer a lot personally, just because we've gotten to talk to him
for sure.
And you nailed it when you said that. Like, he does talk like a human, not like a coach talks down to a lot of people. He talks like a human, just talking about his own experiences.
I think about that all the time when people release their statements of apology. Is I'm just like, that's not how people talk, though. Like, that's not how most people, even at their highs and lows, express themselves. It feels devoid of any human sentiment. And I think that's what takes a lot of people out of some of these apologies.
Yep.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. By the way, don't forget, at 11:41 Gridiron Gravy, there's a Jerry Jones animated show coming out.
I'm sorry, what?
I need to give you the details about.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.